This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And as we do on Wednesdays when we get a chance to, and everything, when the stars align right and the moon is in tune with Mars and however that song used to go, we get to talk to writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Glad to be here, Bill.
Let's talk. Let's talk about this article you put out about terror, Supreme Court justices, and the existential threat. I have not read that simply because I wanted to talk to you about that. Tell me about this.
Okay. Well, in the article, the argument I was making is that five of the nine Supreme Court justices should have clear and individual understanding of the threat we're facing in the United States because it was directly aimed at them in their confirmation process. The media, the left, the elite, the corporate tech oligarchs, they all aimed at five Supreme Court justices claiming they were illegitimate, they shouldn't be confirmed. They lied about them. They did outrageous things and claims to try to keep them from being on the court. And that same group of interests are the ones that have worked hard to change election laws in several key states against the requirements of the Constitution, so as to benefit the Democrat Party and get rid of President Trump. And that was essentially what the Texas versus four states case was all about. Those four states had changed their election laws without going through their legislature, which is forbidden by the Constitution quite directly. The only power to change election laws is given to the legislature, not to some Secretary of State or governor or some board of elections, and yet they did. So I said, when they're hearing this case, they ought to consider what they had to go through on their nominations and confirmations as Supreme Court justices, and that essentially what brought this up was that a investment advisor who is very smart, I mean, handles billions of dollars, called into a local radio show. And he said, Supreme Court is, they're not going to hear this case. They're afraid somebody's going to burn their house down. And I said, when you make that argument, what you are saying is that we are no longer a republic where the rule of law is the major factor. We're living in some sort of banana republic where political terror has supplanted the rule of law. And I said, if political terror has supplanted the rule of law, the correct response of the Supreme Court justices is to use their power to reduce the power of those promoting political terror. And the way to do that was to follow the Constitution, hear the Texas court case, and find, in the case of Texas, that those four states had violated the Constitution and their elections should be in doubt and their electors are not necessarily legitimate, and that would throw the election into the House of Representatives. But they didn't follow that advice. You know, some people claim that it was terror. As I mentioned, this fellow named Edwards, he's very smart. I have to admit, he's very, very smart.
Right.
And I would say that I don't think that it was the threat of having their houses burned down that motivated the court as much as what we call normalcy bias. And that is because things are going along pretty much as they always have. They're always going to. And we don't want to rock the boat too much because then we disturb what's normal. And so I would think that the justice is what they really did. And, man, this is a big step. We really don't want to take a big step because it rocks the boat. But there's a problem with that. The court has repeatedly rocked the boat, and without much pushback, as long as they rocked the boat to the left, as long as they rocked the boat towards whatever the Democrats wanted a decision to be. I don't see how you can rock the boat much more than claiming there is a constitutional right for people of the same sex to marry each other. That's a big rocking of the boat.
Yeah.
But they didn't shy away from that. They didn't shy away from making abortion legal way back in Roe v. Wade. And as for interfering with state elections, there have been numerous Supreme Court rulings that directly interfered with state elections. For example, the famous one man, one vote rule. So I've become a little more cynical about the ethics and integrity of the people on the Supreme Court. It doesn't seem to me that they have as much courage as I'd like to see them have. And several of them exhibited quite a bit of courage. You look at Barrett in the face of the onslaught from the leftist senators and the left in general, or Kavanaugh. I mean, both of them went through very tough proceedings and they didn't back out. And Thomas, I would think he might remember what Senator Biden was doing during his nomination process.
Yeah, one of the postulations out there right now, Dick Morris put this out there, that he thinks that somebody in the Biden-Harris camp told them that if they tried to overturn the election, that they would pack the court.
Yeah, well, they already said they were trying to pack the court.
Right, and I mean, it's an interesting thing simply because when you look at this, the first thing you think is that because, you know, they went through what they did to confirm that they are somehow more courageous, more stalwart than the average bear. But then at the same time, I mean, prior to Barrett getting in there, for example, they kicked back 11 Second Amendment cases last year, or this year.
Right.
And,
exactly.
When they've actually had a moment to where they could make a difference, whether Barrett was there or not, they haven't done it yet. So maybe down the road we're going to see something, and maybe we're in for a pleasant surprise. The only thing that bugs me, and I talked about this earlier, we would have defended them if somebody was coming after them. We would have defended them. We wouldn't stand back and let them burn.
Exactly.
That would never happen. And you know, I don't know why they didn't know that, unless they're just swamp creatures and they never get out of town enough to go out there and see the rest of America.
One of the things that you hear repeatedly from people who live in the D.C. area is that it is simply saturated with leftist media.
Yeah, yeah.
Conservative media.
Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. We'll continue on with this when we get back. For those of you that like listening to Dean, we talk primarily about stuff he's written about. And you can find the last 1,600-plus articles that he has written at one place. You can find it in one clearinghouse at amoland.com. Go to all contributors. Look for Dean Weingarten. You'll see this right here. This is one of his more recent articles. We try to do the recent stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Dean Weingarten. We were just now talking about the Supreme Court, which is sort of a sore spot with me at the moment, as one might imagine.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that aren't feeling really happy with what happened.
Well, you know, everybody's, I mean, Cocaine Mitchie's out there saying, I called the president-elect to congratulate him. I sure am glad these aren't my doctors when I was having open heart surgery, when they had to, you know, I normally wake up at 18 hours. I woke up in 56. They would have just unplugged me. They would have been, well, nothing to see here. Who's buying the drinks? Turn him off. And walked away because they give up so easy.
Well, the question is, were they ever very much on our side?
Yeah.
And partly, I think, what's going on is they're living in this bubble of the elite in Washington, D.C., where almost everyone, probably 90-plus percent, are ideological progressives, or at least mouth it. And in that progressive circle, the Constitution doesn't really mean anything. You know, it's just we have to manipulate it however we have to manipulate it to get done what we want to get done.
Right.
And the court has mostly gone along with that for 50 years. Now, some people would say that, well, look, they stood up for the First Amendment. Sure, they stood up for the First Amendment when the left controlled virtually all the media. Then they were all for the First Amendment. But now that the left doesn't control all the media, only maybe 90% of it, 95% of it, suddenly, oh, you know, the First Amendment, that needs lots of regulation. So I think that's part of it. You know, there's a strong cultural bias in D.C. But I'm looking at the five supposed originalists. I mean, actually, Roberts was supposed to be an originalist, too.
Yep.
On the Supreme Court. And I'm saying, you guys must have listened or read to Tom Paine's famous speech, you know, the give me liberty or give me death speech. And I'm not talking about that particular phrase, but he asks his fellow legislators, I believe in Virginia at the time, he says, we have to fight or we're going to be slaves.
Yep.
And then he says, and I think with exquisite logic, when will we be stronger? If we give in to these demands, if we allow the left essentially to cheat and they're not held to account even when they flagrantly violate the Constitution, when will we be stronger? Because it looks like maybe next time they'll just cheat more because they got away with it last time. Why the court's not going to interfere? I very strongly hope and will work to see that we get a couple of Republican senators out of Georgia. But the fellow Edward who predicted that the court would not hear the Texas case said, there'll be two new Democrat senators out of Georgia. I mean, they used that tactic once. It worked for them. Why wouldn't they use it again?
Sure.
So sure. Now that to add a little to that, Republican Party people from Georgia are saying, well, we're redoubling our efforts. We're not going to allow cheating. We're going to have observers everywhere. Well,
had that before.
I hope they're right.
And they sent them home.
Yeah.
Or they blocked them out.
Maybe they'll need two or three water main breaks this time instead of just one.
See, this is a thing. We're going to have to, the Republican Party is going to have to decide to fight dirty. We're going to have to get dirty. We don't have the luxury of sitting around going, well, you know, I prefer a more civilized approach. Either that, if you're not gonna fight, then okay, fine, I understand. You don't have the stomach for that. You go be civilized over there. I'm tired of losers.
I don't have any illusions that Republicans are more moral or just politicians, particularly than Democrats. My contention is they don't fight dirty because we have a bias. Media, very strongly biased media, and if a Republican is caught jaywalking, why, he must leave the House of Representatives and be kicked out right now. but you catch Democrats in major felonies and it's never even reported, let alone prosecuted. So that's the bias we have to work against. I'm saying we live in a mediocracy, you know, ruled by the media rather than a republic anymore. And we've had 4 years where the media completely dominated 96% or so negative stories about President Trump. And they used all the power they could, and he still came very close to winning. So I think we are revolting against the media, and we can beat them. But the Republicans, I think, have this idea that they're terrified of the old media. And
why?
You're right, they have to get stomach.
The old media, who's watching them?
Yeah, right, exactly.
On the best day, who's watching the old media?
Exactly.
If CNN didn't have the airports, CNN would be falling behind some podcasts as far as their nightly audience.
I think they're propped up by two people. They're propped up by the tech oligarchs and the Chinese. They don't need, if they get enough money from those two, they don't really need to have much rating. But we've been winning that war. The question is, you look at what Google is doing, you look at Facebook, you look at Twitter, and they're doing very strong censorship. We're building up other networks, and I think we can prevail that way if we don't go full blown Stalin in the next next 2 years.
Well, I mean,
Venezuela is a better example.
They can't take us that way, though, Dean. I mean, if they try, they can do some things that are going to be very, very, gasoline's going to go back up. They'll probably get back in the Paris Climate Accords and some other stupid things, and regulations are going to go back up. But as far as actually pushing some of the stuff that they really would like to push, they don't have the logistical capability of enforcing it if they did.
Well, the biggest thing to see, and I think we can win further down the road, if they aren't able to do two things. One, pack the courts with more Supreme Court justices, and two, add more states.
Well, hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. I'll tell you my theory on that one when we get back. Dean's stuff, 1,600-plus articles out there in the, at amoland.com. Amoland is probably the highest-ranked gun story aggregator on the planet. And Dean is the most read author there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Democrats and some Republicans are running with President Trump's call to increase the amount of coronavirus stimulus checks Americans get. The Democrat-controlled House will attempt to pass the measure to give Americans $2,000 checks, possibly on Christmas Eve. Some Republicans on Capitol Hill are okay with the $2,000 checks. Others, like Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, are not keen on the idea.
I'm not a fan of these direct payments. Because the vast majority of the money inevitably goes to people who never had a loss of income. I mean, consider all the federal employees, millions of people across the country, never lost a dime of income.
President Trump is vetoing a comprehensive $471 billion defense bill. Congress may have the votes to override that veto next week. You're listening to USA Radio News. Some health officials are continuing to paint a dark picture regarding the coronavirus pandemic as we head into January. Dr. Celine Grounder is on the Biden-Harris Transition Team COVID Advisory Board. She says next month is going to be horrible.
And the next administration will be assuming office at one of the worst times in public health in this country ever.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. The mass exodus from this state may cost them a seat in Washington.
Residents exited New York State over the last year than any other state and could cost them a congressional seat, according to estimates released by the U.S. Census Bureau on Tuesday. Some 126,000 people bailed on the Empire State between July 2019 and July 2020. New York has been losing locals since 2016, but the most recent drop was significantly larger in recent years. Also taking population hits were Hawaii and West Virginia. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. Goodness, that sounds ragged. And we are speaking with Dean Weingarten. You were saying that as long as we don't let them have states and pack the court, that you think we might be okay. I think it's, you know, in California, the Republicans started ballot harvesting.
Right.
And I think we need to find some. I mean, if they wanted to come to me and said, we're looking for somebody who doesn't care what the media thinks, I'll raise my hand, I'll take a salary, and I'll go out and I will do what has to be done in order to make sure something is fair and even and whatever, wherever I find myself.
I understand. And I think that we need, the biggest thing we need to do on that end is what you're doing right now. We need to build media. We need to get enough voice out there so that we can be heard. I think about half the country hears us one way or another right now. That's why Trump got 75 million votes.
Yeah.
And then, but there's probably about 30 or 40% of the population that never hear the conservative message. And if we had the same penetration as, say, Facebook has or Google has, we probably wouldn't have a problem. Going back to the Supreme Court,
yeah.
What I said, and I want to stress this, is you don't cure extortion by giving in to it. You know, when you give in to threats, you get more threats. And we had senators on the steps of the Supreme Court directly threatening two members of the Supreme Court. And those senators weren't Republicans. It was Senator Schumer and others. And then you had a group of senators making a slightly more subtle threat about how they're going to pack the court. You know, a nice little court you have there if you don't do what we say. about the Second Amendment, and then they did what the threateners were wanted with the Second Amendment cases. They refused to hear them, and they ruled the case, the New York Rifle and Pistol Association, as moot. I mean, so it emboldens the people who are threatening you to give them what they want. They learn threats work.
Yeah. You cannot appease a bully.
Exactly. Well, you can, but it just brings more bullying.
Yeah, but I mean, it'd be far better. It'd be so much far better if we would deal with the bully.
Yes.
And, you know, as it is, because of the way things have gone, you know, because of the way things, all of this appeasement we've been trying to do, if things do go sideways, I mean, I did a local radio show here Monday. I filled in at a local radio show here Monday. And, I mean, the people that are texting into this, and this is just radio listeners, they're out there saying words like vengeance. I mean, this kind of anger, when you get out there and you're discounting half the adults of the United States, that's not something that is going to be dismissed and just go away. I mean,
I can't wait
to see how much fun Biden has. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that there's a bunch of people think that if it becomes President Harris, that she'll be very malleable to the globalists that out there that will, you know, say what she should and shouldn't do. But, I mean, any of this stuff that they were to attempt to do would trigger...
Well,
Yes.
That is why I think that President Trump is exactly right in continuing to fight right up to the end, because it helps expose all of the fraud and lies and cheating that was done on the left. And there was a lot of fraud and lies and cheating, if in no other way than just the way he was treated in the media and by the tech oligarchs.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's clear to anybody who watches. Unfortunately, you know, a whole lot of people have busy lives, and they don't have time to follow politics all the time. They get a few, you know, glimpses here and there, and I'm thinking of some friends of mine who are older and not very interested in the politics, and they're both women, and they both say, well, gee, you know, Trump's a racist. And I go, why do you think that? Well, I saw it on TV.
Yeah.
And 30% of the people that think that way, well, it makes a big difference.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, most of America doesn't care about politics. They don't want to be involved in politics. It's not fun. It's not cool. I mean, I want to, you know, the youth of America is involved in TikTok. And relevance, and how they make money off of TikTok is beyond me. They do make money off of it, but the one thing they forget is at some point they're going to stop being 20-something, and they're going to be 40-something or 50-something, and then what? What are they doing?
I support people not being involved in politics, and for a long time, you could not be involved in politics and do great in the United States. But while you may not be involved in politics, you know, politics wants to be involved with you. You know, they want your tax money. They want to tell you what you can do and what you can eat and how you can walk and where you can sleep. And that's what they're doing in these big urban centers. And those big urban centers are failing like crazy because they tax people too much and they regulate too much.
There's some people that are looking at what's happening in the urban centers because, you know, they're letting a lot of people go due to COVID, and they're letting the most violent people they can find go.
Yes.
And they think this is Fast and Furious 2.
Yeah, but I don't think that strategy is going to work.
Well, I mean, at the same time they're doing all of this,
we're selling more guns than ever before.
But they want to push gun control. You know,
I would like to see these same justices on the Supreme Court kind of do a mea culpa by having a couple of Second Amendment cases and say, no, you can't put these restrictions on. And they'll try to burnish their conservative credentials with that sort of thing.
Well,
but I'm not real happy about what has happened.
They when you were in the military, did they have something called PLDC?
It doesn't ring a bell.
It's the first level. It was the first level of NCO development when I was in the military. And
okay.
I had this instructor.
Leader development program.
Yeah, I had this instructor that got up there and he said, "Listen, sergeants, if you're a leader and nobody follows you, that's a really messed up situation. If the Supreme Court doesn't do something and round the bend, they're going to find themselves on one side with a bunch of people that want to intimidate them and make them nothing, and the other side are going to be people that don't care what happens to them."
Exactly.
And they're going to have to make a choice, and I know they're sitting around there going, "Well, you know, I don't want to make that choice, but, you know, I don't know what you're going to do." I don't know what you're going to do. Anyway, we're coming up. We're coming up on the next break. And when we get back, we're going to continue on with this. And I did want to ask you about this Pennsylvania Supreme Court thing that you talked about as well.
Very good.
Simply because this whole thing of the way they've managed to steal this is interesting to me. So anyway, you can catch Dean's stuff at amoland.com. He's got well over 1,600 articles there. I've been saying this long enough. You must be pulling up to 1,700 now or something. Maybe you need to count.
I think I have just gone over 3,300 total.
Gotcha. All right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load, and we are speaking with Dean Weingarten, and let's talk about this whole Texas versus Pennsylvania for lack of Sandy thing.
It's really the same case we've been talking about. It's just I did a little article on saying the Supreme Court refused to hear the case. So it's really pretty much the same thing, and Pennsylvania is just an example of the four states where the I believe it was in that state that the Secretary of State just arbitrarily decided to change the rules so that votes would now be accepted for several days after the election. And the Supreme Court said they would hear that. Actually, it went up to the Supreme Court, and they tied 4-4. But that didn't really kill the case, and so they're probably going to hear it again, and now maybe they will rule against it when it doesn't make any difference. But let's talk a little bit about some good news. How about that?
Sure.
Because we have this case in Missouri, the McCloskeys, I think you probably remember that, where these two people, lawyers in downtown St. Louis at a nice house, and a bunch of hoodlums broke in through a gate. Actually, they jimmied it. I mean, you can see it pretty clearly on the video that they jimmied the gate and then broke it down.
Right.
So they grabbed a couple of guns, of all guns, a Bryco 380 that was inoperable. And the husband had, looks like maybe a Colt Sport or AR type. Hard to be sure exactly.
Now, I had heard that was inoperable, too. Is that not the case?
Well, we don't know if it was loaded or not. It had a magazine inserted to it, but when they collected it, none of the magazines were loaded. So, and the McCloskeys have not said that the magazines were loaded. So it's the law that they're trying to we're trying to prosecute them under in Missouri is pretty clear. It appears to me they didn't do anything wrong. But if the gun is not loaded or if it's inoperable, even the long stretch Kim Gardner, the Soros-funded prosecutor, is trying to make wouldn't reach that far. So it's possible that it would be thrown out on that. But what happened instead is Gardner was up for re-election. And she put out campaign literature basically claiming the McCloskeys were guilty and that she was really going to go after them because they were capitalist running dogs or something like that. you know, referring to them as having a mansion and being the privileged class and pointing guns at peaceful people who were just walking by their house. The McCloskeys, being lawyers, said, you know, she can't do that because that creates a direct personal conflict of interest. She has a direct personal interest because of her campaign literature in making sure that they're convicted. And so they went to court over it, and the judge ruled that Kim Gardner cannot prosecute the McCloskeys. And not only that, she said because everybody in her office works for her, the whole office cannot prosecute the McCloskeys, and if they're going to be prosecuted, it has to be a prosecutor somewhere else. And that's a good thing. So I think when and if it goes to a new prosecutor, they'll probably just drop the charges because there's nothing there. It really is a matter of an ultra-left-wing Soros prosecutor trying to make class warfare part of American law.
Yeah. Class warfare. That's ID politics, that kind of thing. I agree with that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it used to be called class warfare under the communists. And it's the idea that you're not wrong because you did something wrong. You're wrong because you belong to a group. You know, a group that we have labeled as being against our interests. So communists think, well, we'll just take all that group out and shoot them. Doesn't matter if they ever did anything wrong, whether they, you know, were friends of ours or whatever. Because they're against us. That's what Stalin did. That's what the Pol Pot did. That's what North Vietnamese, Chinese. Let's see. Probably, I don't remember if East Germany ever did anything like that. They were already beaten pretty down after the war. But Cuba certainly did that. Venezuela, I don't think they lined up a bunch of people and shot them all. They more had their goons and their militia squads go into neighborhoods and take them out, as I recall. So, and it's still ongoing there. And by the way, that's where I think, if we're headed, if any of the examples that you think about totalitarian states and how they came about, Venezuela, it seems to me, is the closest sort of example for us to look at. Because they had a working democracy there, and or you could make a case about, you know, pre-1932 Germany, because they went through an election and they didn't exactly get a majority, but then one of the first things they did was make sure their courts were not independent anymore and were not functioning. And that's what they did in Venezuela. They started putting judges in the Supreme Court, as I recall, and then new judges said, well, this constitution doesn't apply, and oh, by the way, we're going to amend the constitution to do this. And before they knew it, they had dictator for life, and every election was decided in advance. I'm hoping we don't go there. But
that would be nice.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I said,
that's where I'm coming.
There's lots of people I know that are just a lot of veterans. You know, people sort of forget the veterans that are out there sometimes, I think.
And, yeah, I think so. I've talked to a lot of people on the left, discussions mostly over the internet.
Right.
Where they are so convinced that the government is the equivalent of God that they think any opposition to the government is just unthinkable. We're all just going to lay back and wait around for, you know, somebody to come and throw us in the gulag, I guess.
Yep. Well, you know, I don't know who they're going to get to do that still. That's still the thing. They're still defunding the police. I mean, they may not be talking about it, but they're still defunding the police. They've gone ahead with that. You know, they're trying to make up new laws where if you you can't vandalize a Black Lives Matter sign. Right?
Right. If you have anything about America,
burn a flag
that you don't like.
You can burn a flag, yeah. But, I mean,
yeah.
This is one of these things where these guys are really counting. On the left, they're really counting on, they think the conservative side of America is what they see in D.C.
Yeah. Right.
And that's a big mistake. That is a gigantic mistake.
I have a hope, and that is that if Biden and Harris get in, which seems plausible, they will turn the state of the country so badly, and they won't pack the court, and in 2 years we will be able to take over the House, and who knows, maybe we can even impeach one of them.
As far as that goes, I'm of two minds of which way it needs to go, but I believe now we have gone around a corner to where we had a chance to try to fix things, but all we were going to do if Trump had been reelected, we were just going to put things off for 4 years.
Well, we might have made the country so much better. And
we might have done some more. He was very effective. He did a lot of stuff, and he did a lot of positive things. But at the same time, life after Trump, I don't see who that's going to be. But we're about to run out of time. You going to be around Friday?
I intend to be.
Very good, sir. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.